I'm out of Nebraska, Ashlyn Greenwood. Second consecutive week, we've had a chance to hear the voice of Ryan Thompson as the Blue Jays get a win tonight, 56-16 in a state quarterfinal over Syracuse. Coach Thompson, how are we doing tonight?
Great. I appreciate you having me on.
Well, I appreciate you taking time to chat with us again. It's becoming an annual thing here on Friday nights, which is a good thing for you because you keep on winning. Syracuse, of course, coming in undefeated and certainly hadn't necessarily played the schedule that you had played. What was the difference tonight for you guys? What were the things that you did well, and how did the game play out in your favor?
Yeah, I think our kids, you know, number one, just really did a great job at the line of scrimmage. We were kind of curious how things would shake out, obviously, with Syracuse being a great physical, aggressive running team, and same on the defensive line. And I really liked how our kids held their own. We kind of owned the line of scrimmage after about the first drive, and kind of wore them down throughout the game.
What were some things, you know, coming in, Coach, that you were feeling good about? I mean, I don't know that you saw maybe this big of a margin of victory. No coach would ever admit to that, but I would say, like, did you feel like you would be able to have success in the areas that you had success?
Yeah, I mean, I thought we felt really good about our offensive production. I thought that we had great matchups. Our offensive coaches really thought there were some spaces in the defense that they could exploit. And I think it kind of played out kind of like what we thought. Mm-hmm. So credit our coaches, credit our kids for understanding where those spots were.
Along those same lines, maybe your team has played such a difficult schedule. And when it comes to, you know, the schedules there in Nebraska, it's kind of, you know, if you have success, you're probably going to play some successful teams outside of your district. And so did you feel like the schedule that you played, throughout the year, maybe not just necessarily for this game specifically, but all the games that you played since the beginning of the year has prepared you for pretty much anything?
We would like to think so. I mean, we know that sometimes the schedule looks real good on at the start of the year. Sometimes the schedule can kind of soften up. And I thought, you know, we saw a pretty good balance of teams throughout the year, teams that did unique things offensively and defensively, and then just teams, you know, that kind of stretched us a little bit. So I feel like our kids have seen a lot of football, a lot of different styles, and I think that definitely plays a little advantage in to the playoffs to help our kids get through some of the adversity that we see. Mm-hmm.
10-1 now on the season, Coach. It's been a while since you tasted defeat, certainly very early in the year. What do you feel has been the consistent aspect or aspects of these 10 wins, or maybe just this team as a whole, that has led to the success?
I think it's just, you know, we go back every week, and our goal is to improve. Our goal is to get better as a team, as an individual, and really not worry about what is in front of us, throughout the week. So we always go back to fundamentals. We always go back to basics, and we try to get better at those. And in turn, I think, you know, our improvement on the field is shown, and we just hope that we've done enough to earn another week together, and which we did tonight. And we'll go back to work again, trying to improve and see what we can do next week.
All right, Wahoo, this is the team that you played on September 5th, 35-0. Tell me a little bit, you know, looking back on that one, what does your team need to do in order to have an opportunity against a really, really good team?
Yeah, I mean, C1 football goes through Wahoo. There's no doubt about it. They deserve all the credit they get. And what we are going to need to do is we're going to have to play a clean game. We're going to have to, you know, get a couple balls to bounce our way, and then hopefully be there in the fourth quarter with an opportunity to try to finish that game off. I know that's way easier said than done. We've played them enough in our program's lifetime. I don't know. Sorry, I kind of blanked there, but so we know each other. But we know it's definitely a tough hill to climb. But we're excited that we get that opportunity to do so.
Once again, Ryan Thompson, head coach for Ashlyn Greenwood, dominant 56-16 win over Syracuse tonight. They move on to a C1 state semifinal against Wahoo next week. Coach, thanks a lot for the time. Really appreciate it, and wish you the best.
All right. Thanks for having me on.